be exalted.
Que él verdaderamente sea exaltado.
And he will be.
Y lo será.
As we give him place.
Mientras le demos lugar.
Heavenly Father, we
Padre,
come to you in Jesus' name.
Venimos a ti en el nombre de Jesús.
Heavenly Father, we're desperate for you.
Padre celestial, estamos desesperados por ti.
But we come not doubting, but in faith.
Pero venimos no dudando, pero en fe.
Covered by your blood.
Cubiertos por tu sangre.
Covered by your face.
Cubiertos por tu fe.
Covered in your word.
Cubiertos en tu palabra.
We can approach you.
Podemos acercarnos.
In confidence.
Con confianza.
Because we need to hear from you, Father.
Mientras escuchamos de ti, Padre.
Speak to us.
Háblenos.
Way down deep.
Muy bajo, muy profundo.
I left up Brother Josh in the Sunday school.
Y al hermano Josh en la escuela dominical.
Lord, let your presence be known there.
Padre, que tu presencia se sepa ahí.
Bless my brother.
Bendice a mi hermano.
Bless those children.
Bendice a tus hijos.
Bless us here, Father.
Bendícenos aquí, Padre.
Just with you.
Estamos contigo.
And Father, I'm going to ask.
Ahora, Padre, oraré.
Would you just do something for us?
¿Podrías hacer algo por nosotros?
We're still in bodies of flesh.
Todavía estamos en cuerpos carnales.
And those bodies are trouble.
Y estos cuerpos son un problema.
And they're so attached to this realm.
Y ellos están tan atados a esta dimensión.
So I'm going to ask, would you transform us?
Entonces te pediré, ¿podrías transformarnos?
And also, would you transport us?
Y también, ¿podrías transportarnos?
Bring us up, Father.
Tráenos arriba, Padre.
Higher.
Más alto.
Seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Sentados en lugares celestiales en Cristo Jesús.
Please, Lord.
Por favor.
Because it is the soul, Brother Branham says, you want to deal with.
Porque es el alma, dijo el hermano Branham, con quien quieres tratar.
So we ask.
Así que oramos.
This morning, deal with our souls, Father.
Que esta mañana trates con nuestras almas, Padre.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Lo oramos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Thanks. Amen. You may be seated.
Gracias, puede tomar asiento.
Nice to see everybody. God bless you.
Qué bueno verles a todos. Dios les bendiga.
But let's get right into the word.
Y vamos directo a la palabra.
This morning we
esta mañana
been talking about God.
He estado hablando acerca de Dios.
Blessing us by revealing his name to
bendiciéndonos
us.
Bendiciéndonos al revelar su nombre.
And we saw in the scripture.
Y vemos en la escritura.
That he reveals his name.
Que él revela su nombre.
Only to those of his kingdom.
Solo a aquellos de su reino.
So we're going to tie some review a little bit and move forward.
Así que ataremos algunas revisiones y nos moveremos.
There's a message that the Lord led me to this week that I've been spending quite a bit of time in.
Hay un mensaje que el Señor me ha guiado esta semana y he invertido un poco de tiempo.
Called Be Certain of God.
Llamado Estad Ciertos de Dios.
And going to be reading some things out of there.
Y estaré leyendo algunas cosas de ello.
And helping us, but through that message.
Y que nos ayude que a través de ese mensaje.
I'm going to come to our text.
Vendré a nuestro texto.
We're talking kingdom talk.
Así que estamos hablando de hablar del reino.
We're talking about God revealing his word to us.
Hablando de Dios revelando su palabra a nosotros.
And his name to us.
Su nombre a nosotros.
And us somehow in all of that he brings us under where he wants us.
Y de alguna manera él nos trae bajo donde él nos quiere tener.
To rule over us.
Para reinar sobre nosotros.
And I think where I'm going today.
Y creo que donde iré.
I'm entitling this just to keep our thoughts
coherent. Estoy titulando esto solo para mantener el pensamiento.
God's present and coming kingdom.
El reino de Dios presente y el venidero.
And it is a fact of scripture.
Y hay una escritura en realidad.
If we're in that kingdom now.
Que si estamos en ese reino ahora.
We will be inheriting the kingdom to come.
Estaremos heredando el reino venidero.
But if we are not in that kingdom in this dimension here and now,
pero si no estamos en ese reino en esta dimensión ahora,
we will not be inheritors of that kingdom then.
No seremos herederos de ese reino entonces.
So like Brother Branham says,
Así como
as
el hermano
he
Branham dice,
preached so perfectly the word of the Lord to us.
Y nos predicó perfectamente la palabra del Señor.
He preached it good.
Él lo predicó bien.
He preached grace.
Predicó gracia.
And he preached judgment.
Predicó juicio.
He preached it hard.
Y lo predicó fuerte.
And he preached it gentle.
Y lo predicó gentil.
He preached it every way.
De todas maneras.
But as Romans 11:22.
Pero así como en Romanos 11:22.
Says, behold the goodness and the severity of our God.
Dice, estad conscientes de la bondad y la severidad de nuestro Dios.
So with that, would you stand with me and turn to Hebrews chapter 13?
Y así que con eso, póngase de pie conmigo y vamos a Hebreos 13.
And we're going to read kingdom verses.
Y leeremos versos del reino.
We're kingdom people.
Para gente del reino.
We just don't belong here, brothers and sisters.
Simplemente no pertenecemos aquí, hermanos y hermanas.
Okay. In verses 13 to 15.
Del verso 13 al 15.
We'll start with verse 12.
Empezaremos con el verso 12.
Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his blood.
Por lo cual también Jesús, para santificar al pueblo mediante su propia sangre.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is the exact verse where Brother Branham gets the message on the second work of grace, sanctification.
Así que no sé si usted sabe que este es el versículo que usó el hermano Branham para la segunda obra de santificación.
And if you notice, this is where he gets that second work of grace, and he refers to this scripture.
Y si tú notas, este es lo que utiliza para el segundo obra de gracia.
So it's Jesus.
Así que es Jesús.
Doing the sanctification.
Durante la santificación.
That he might sanctify the people.
Que él santificará a la gente.
With his what?
Con su qué.
So what did he say?
Entonces, ¿qué es
if
lo que
we're
dice?
Purified by the blood,
purificados
we won't
por
have
la
to
sangre.
Go through the tribulation.
Para que no entre la tribulación.
Okay. Therefore, okay, let me start it again. I won't stop. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
Por lo cual, también Jesús, para santificar al pueblo mediante su propia sangre, padeció fuera de la puerta.
Out of the denominations, out of organized religion.
Fuera de las denominaciones y la organización religiosa.
Out of the mainstream into a kingdom.
Para entrarlos a un reino.
Let us therefore go unto him. Without the camp, outside the camp, bearing his reproach.
Salgamos pues a él fuera del campamento, llevando su vituperio.
Okay, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come.
Porque no tenemos aquí ciudad permanente, sino que buscamos.
For strangers, down here.
Extranjeros, aquí abajo.
Okay, verse 15.
Verso 15.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Continually.
Así que ofrezcamos siempre a Dios por medio del sacrificio de alabanza.
The fruit of our lips.
Es decir, el fruto de labios.
And that took on a whole new meaning to with listening to this message.
Y esto tomó
just blessed me.
Completo,
that's why I'm reading it.
Tomó un completo significado ahora que he leído este mensaje.
Thank you for being here, brother Nestor. Okay. Giving thanks to his name.
Demos gracias a su nombre.
Let's go to Revelation chapter 1.
Vamos a Apocalipsis
2
1.
Verses there.
Hay unos versos ahí.
Okay. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
1:5 Y de Jesucristo, el testigo fiel, el primogénito de los muertos y el soberano de los reyes de la tierra, al que nos amó y nos lavó de nuestros pecados con su sangre.
Now in verse 6.
Ahora el 6.
Where it says he hath made us kings, right there if you have a marginal note, most of the translations say he has made us a kingdom.
Muchas de las traducciones ahí dice él nos ha hecho un reino.
Or
notas
some translation, he has constituted us a kingdom.
Algunas traducciones dicen, nos ha constituido un reino.
He has made us a kingdom.
Él nos ha hecho un reino.
And we are priests unto God.
Reyes y sacerdotes para
unto
Dios.
His Father.
su padre.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
A él sea la gloria e imperio por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
And now, two verses in chapter 5.
Ahora dos versos en el capítulo 5.
9 and 10.
9 y 10.
And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Cantaban un nuevo cántico diciendo, Digno eres de tomar el libro y de abrir sus sellos, porque tú fuiste inmolado y con tu sangre nos has redimido para Dios de todo linaje, lengua y pueblo y nación.
And hast made us unto our God.
Nos has hecho para nuestro Dios.
Again, a kingdom.
Nuevamente,
and
reyes,
priests.
Sacerdotes.
And we shall reign.
Y reinaremos.
On the earth.
Sobre la tierra.
Okay, the kingdom now.
Ahora el reino ahora.
To reign later.
Para reinar luego.
To be in a kingdom there.
Para estar en un reino
Thank
ahí.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar.
Excuse me. Today we're just going to build. And on the subject of the blessings of the name of God.
Hoy edificaremos en el tema las bendiciones del nombre de Dios.
And the fact that his name is given to those who are under him.
Y el hecho de que su nombre ha sido dado a los que están bajo él.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now others might know part of the name.
Otros quizás conozcan parte del nombre.
They don't know the name of God.
Ellos no conocen el nombre
they
de Dios.
They don't know that Jesus has that name.
Ellos no saben que Jesús tiene
el nombre. And all the family is named after that name. All the family of God.
Toda la familia de Dios tiene ese nombre.
And it's a revelation for this time.
Y es una revelación para este tiempo.
Okay, as Brother Branham in the message, God of this evil age.
Y el hermano Branham en el mensaje, el Dios de esta edad perversa.
Even though he doesn't mention the scripture specifically.
Incluso, aunque no menciona la escritura específicamente.
He quotes Acts chapter 11.
Él cita Hechos 11.
He says, I'm calling out a people
y dice, estoy llamando fuera a un pueblo.
And that's exactly Acts chapter 11.
Y es exactamente eso, Hechos 11.
And he says, but it couldn't happen in another age. It has to happen in the now.
Pero no podía pasar en otra edad. Tiene que pasar ahora.
Why? They didn't have his name.
¿Por qué no tenían su nombre?
Baptizing in the name of titles.
Bautizados en el nombre de títulos.
Okay, who is God? What is his name?
¿Quién es Dios? ¿Cuál es su nombre?
So, we looked in Isaiah chapter 63, if you want to return there again one more time.
Vemos a Isaías 63, si quiere ir allá.
Verses 14 to 19.
Verso 14 al
19. Just in review here.
Aquí una pequeña revisada.
The Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest, so didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Chapter 63. Okay, verse 14.
Verso 14, el Espíritu de Jehová los pastoreó como a una bestia que desciende del valle.
Now he's leading you.
Entonces te está liderando.
And he's leading you for a purpose.
Te está liderando por un propósito.
And it's to his name be glorified.
Y es que su nombre sea glorificado.
Not for you, for him.
No para ti, sino para él.
You are going to be, this is exactly the same as Ephesians chapter 1.
Esto es exactamente como Efesios 1.
That we should be to the glory of his grace.
Que tú seas para la gloria
His
de su
grace to you will be magnified and glorified.
La gloria de su gracia y que la gracia sea glorificada.
And that we in verse 14 should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
Y nosotros en el verso 14 que seamos la alabanza de su gloria.
So he's leading you for a purpose.
Entonces te está liderando un propósito.
And that purpose is the glorification of his name.
Y ese propósito es la glorificación de su nombre.
Okay, and he looks down from heaven and says, Behold the habitation of thy holiness and thy glory, where is thy zeal? So he asks four questions.
Y ve desde arriba de los cielos y dice, ¿dónde está su sello? Y tiene aquí unas preguntas.
Where is thy zeal and thy strength?
Oh, ¿dónde está su celo y su fortaleza?
Where is the sounding of your bowels and your mercies?
Y la conmoción de tus entrañas y tus piedades para conmigo.
Okay, art thou restrained?
Te ha estrechado.
Okay. Then in verse 16.
Y en el verso 16,
Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, Lord, art our father, our redeemer. thy name is from everlasting.
Pero tú, nuestro Padre, si bien Abraham nos ignora e Israel no nos conoce, tú, oh Jehová, eres nuestro Padre y nuestro Redentor perpetuo, es tu nombre.
So this is Isaiah, the prophet, crying over Israel.
Este es el profeta Isaías, clamando por Israel.
Oh Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways and harden our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake, the tribes of thine inheritance.
¿Por qué, oh Jehová, nos has hecho errar de tus caminos y endureciste nuestro corazón a tu temor? Vuélvete por amor de tus siervos, por la tribu de tu heredad.
The people of thy holiness possessed it but a little while. Yeah, that's not the truth.
Por poco tiempo los poseyó. ¿No es eso verdad?
And our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary.
Nuestros enemigos han hollado tu santuario.
He's crying out, come on the scene, Lord, come back to us.
Él está clamando, vuelve a la escena, Señor,
and
vuelve a nosotros.
Says, we are yours.
Y dice, somos tuyo.
You didn't never bear rule over them.
Tú nunca reinaste sobre ellos.
And they are not called by thy name.
Ellos no son llamados por tu nombre.
Okay, so what does he say?
Entonces, ¿qué dice?
If you're called by his name,
si tú eres llamado por su nombre,
you're called for his glory.
Eres llamado para su gloria.
If you're called, if he reveals his name to you,
si eres llamado, es revelado tu nombre a ti,
he's going to rule over you.
Él reinará sobre ti.
Okay. Now we were back to John 17 just
vamos
again.
De vuelta a Juan 17, nuevamente.
John 17 in that wonderful question in verse 4, or Juan, not a question.
Juan 17.
Statement where he says,
esta declaración donde él dice,
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do.
He glorificado tu nombre en la tierra. He hecho la obra que me mandaste
and
hacer.
What was the work that he had already finished before Calvary?
¿Y cuál es esa obra que él terminó antes del Calvario?
He answers it in verse 6.
La responde en el verso 6.
I have manifested thy name.
He manifestado tu nombre.
And again that mystery.
Y nuevamente ese misterio.
How did he manifest himself?
¿Cómo él se manifestó?
How did he manifest his Father?
¿Cómo él manifestó a su Padre?
How did he manifest the name of the Father?
¿Cómo él manifestó el nombre del
By
Padre?
Everything that he said
por todo lo que
and
él
did,
e hizo.
But he didn't manifest his name to everybody.
Pero él no manifestó su nombre a todo
and
mundo.
Here's that mystery.
Y aquí está el misterio.
Verse 6.
En el verso 6.
I have manifested thy name unto the men
he manifestado tu nombre a los hombres
which you gave me out of the world.
Que me diste fuera del mundo.
So there was a spiritual happening, brothers and sisters.
Había un acontecimiento espiritual.
Are you with me? Though the whole world saw it,
todo, aunque todo el mundo lo vio,
thousands observed it,
miles le vieron,
there was a spiritual happening going on in only a few people.
Había un acontecimiento espiritual pasando y solo unos
Isn't
cuantos lo
awesome?
Vieron. ¿No es eso sorprendente?
Think of that.
Piense al respecto.
Unto the men, and then here's this thing, why is he manifesting his name to them?
A los hombres, sí, aquí está la cosa, ¿por qué solo manifestó su nombre a
the
ellos?
The ones you gave me,
los cuales me diste,
they kept your word.
Ellos retuvieron tu palabra.
The others won't keep his word.
Los otros no mantienen
the
la palabra.
The others won't become subject.
Los otros no serán objetos.
Do you understand that I'm trying to get this connection down very solidly?
Es tiempo de que tú mantengas esta conexión.
He reveals his name to those in his kingdom.
Él revela su nombre a esos en su reino.
Those who will are and will become subject to him.
A aquellos que son y estarán sujetos a él.
Because the king needs subjects to be king.
Porque el ser rey es estar sujeto al rey.
Okay. And here is these men. Thine they were and you gave them me.
Y aquí está este hombre. Ellos. Los cuales tu palabra me dio.
And that's the same thing he says to you today.
Y eso es lo que él te dice a ti hoy.
You are his, and he gave you his son.
Tú eres de él, y él te dio a su hijo.
And these,
y estos,
not everybody,
no todo
but
mundo,
these
estos,
have known that all things whatsoever you gave me are of thee.
Han hecho todas las cosas que me diste, estos son tuyos.
They knew he wasn't speaking of himself.
Él sabía que no estaba hablando de sí mismo.
He wasn't his own source.
Él no era su propio fuente.
Okay, what does he say in John chapter 7?
¿Qué él dijo en Juan 17?
Those that speak out of themselves as a source.
A ellos que hablan de parte de sí mismos.
Seek their own glory.
Ellos buscan su propia gloria.
Oh. warning to all of us, isn't it?
Una advertencia a todos nosotros, ¿no es así?
You want to glorify yourself? Just let your mouth go.
We're not waiting on God. Deja que tu boca se vaya y glorifica a Dios.
Yeah. Okay. Verse 8.
El verso 8.
And I've given them thy words, which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and have believed that thou didst send me.
Porque las palabras que me diste les he dado, y ellos las recibieron, y han conocido verdaderamente que salí de ti, y han creído que tú me enviaste.
Now look what he says. I pray for them.
Ahora, mira lo que dice. Oré por
them who? Entonces, them to whom the name of the Lord was manifest.
Ellos a quienes? Aquellos que el nombre del Señor fue manifestado.
Them to whom the name of the Lord was made known.
Aquellos que con el nombre del Señor fue conocido.
Them who kept his word.
Aquellos que retuvieron la palabra.
Them who knew that the speaker did not speak of himself.
Aquellos que hablaban y no hablaban de sí mismo.
I pray for them.
Oro por ellos.
Then what does he say? I pray not.
¿Y qué dice?
For the rest of them.
No not, oro por el resto
not the world.
De ellos.
Behold the goodness and the severity of God.
Sean conscientes de la bondad y la severidad.
You love him no matter what.
Okay.
He's God. Like Brother Branham says, he can do anything he wants.
Él es Dios. Él puede hacer lo que él quiere, como el hermano Branham dijo.
Only after you've lived with God and seen God and witnessed God and walked with God.
Solo cuando tú has vivido con Dios, visto a Dios y caminado con Dios.
In reality, can you say those words?
En realidad, ¿puedes decir tú esas palabras?
He's God, he can do anything he wants.
Él es Dios y puede hacer lo que él quiere.
Okay. I pray for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Y yo ruego por ellos, no ruego por el mundo, los que me diste, porque ellos son tuyos.
All mine are thine.
Todo lo mío es tuyo.
Thine are mine.
Los tuyos son míos.
And I am what?
¿Y yo soy qué?
Okay, those are the ones he will be glorified in.
Esos son los que serán glorificados.
And what did we read in Isaiah?
Y si vamos a
he works in you for the glorification of his name.
Para la glorificación de su nombre.
So the ones that he reveals his name to are the ones that he will be glorified in.
Entonces aquellos a los cuales su nombre él revela serán glorificados.
Tying things together.
Atando las cosas juntas.
Now we're going to ask the question again.
Ahora preguntaré.
This is nothing new, just in review.
Nada nuevo, solo una revisión.
How does he rule?
¿Cómo él reina?
Is he your king?
¿Es él tu reino?
Is he really?
¿Es realmente?
What does he rule over you in?
¿En dónde es que él reina?
How does he rule?
¿Cómo reina?
Where in you does he rule?
¿Dónde en ti es que él reina?
And how does he rule?
¿Cómo él reina?
Now, in that ruling
ahora, en ese gobierno,
and reigning is the rule over the human spirit.
Es reinando sobre el espíritu humano.
It is in this that he can truly have the freedom
es en esto
over you.
Puede tener la libertad sobre
and through
ti,
you.
A través tuyo.
And he proved that. In Noah.
En Noé,
and Abraham.
En Abraham.
And Jacob.
En Jacob.
And Moses.
En Moisés.
Okay? Putting them in a position on purpose.
Poniéndolas en una posición a propósito.
Where they had to deny.
Donde tenían que negar.
Everything their senses told them.
Todo lo que sus sentidos le dijeron.
To stand completely, separately, solely on the word of God and that alone.
Para pararse completamente solos, separados en la palabra de Dios, nada más.
I have a question for you.
Tengo una pregunta para
Come
usted.
On. What great man of God did he not do that to?
¿Qué gran hombre de Dios a él no le hizo así?
Didn't they all have similar experiences?
¿Acaso no tenían todos experiencias similares?
And didn't he deal with each one of them very purposefully?
¿Acaso él no trató con cada uno de ellas a propósito?
And didn't he put each one in impossible situations?
¿Y no les puso en situaciones?
What makes you think that you're going to be perfected in this word and not have that happen to you?
¿Qué te hace creer de que estarás perfeccionado en este mundo y que no te pase esto a ti?
How can we not go through the same things?
¿Cómo no podemos pasar por las mismas cosas?
Okay. So many of the others, they had to deny everything that was contrary to God's word.
Muchos tuvieron que negar las cosas que eran contrarias a la palabra.
Count everything that was contrary to the word as though it was not.
Y todo lo que era contrario a la palabra, todo eso no fue.
Now look at Paul the apostle.
Ahora miren a Pablo el apóstol.
Chiefest of sinners.
El jefe de pecadores.
Chiefest of unbelievers.
El jefe de incrédulos.
Blasphemer.
Blasfemo.
Proud in his own obedience and his own efforts to the law.
orgulloso de su propia obediencia.
Had to be stripped.
A la ley, tuvo que ser desnudado.
Had to become a prisoner to Christ Jesus.
Tuvo que ser un prisionero de Cristo Jesús.
So that he could say in Romans chapter 1 verse 9.
Así que pudo haber dicho en Romanos 1:9.
For God is my witness.
Porque Dios es mi testigo.
Whom I serve.
A quien sirvo.
With my spirit.
Con mi espíritu.
Because he took control over my spirit.
Porque él tomó control de mi espíritu.
And he took control over Abraham's spirit.
Tomó el control sobre el espíritu de Abraham.
And he took control over Noah's spirit.
Tomó el control sobre el espíritu
de
Noé.
Jacob's spirit. Right?
¿Verdad?
Did he or didn't he?
¿Lo hizo o no?
Was their mind doing those things or was it God's?
¿Fui yo haciendo esas cosas o fue Dios?
And didn't they, he put them purposely in a place they had to deny everything their mind told them?
Y a propósito los puso en esas condiciones para que negaran lo que su mente les dijera.
What a statement for Paul to make.
¿Qué declaración para Pablo decir?
For God is my witness whom I serve with my spirit.
Porque Dios es mi testigo a quien sirvo con mi espíritu.
And then again, according to the message, knoweth it not.
Y vamos nuevamente al acuerdo al mensaje y no lo sabe.
Where the prophet had to suffer.
Donde el profeta tuvo que sufrir.
Great pain.
Gran dolor.
Loss of the dearest on earth to him.
La pérdida de los más queridos en
so
la tierra.
So that he could say those incredible words.
Así que podía decir esas palabras increíbles.
With the loss of everything close.
Con la pérdida de todos los cercanos.
He asked the question.
Él hace esa pregunta.
What was going on?
¿Qué estaba pasando?
He said the words exactly, what was it doing?
Él dice la palabra exactamente lo que
what
estaba haciendo.
What was it who doing?
¿Qué él estaba haciendo?
What was it the Holy Spirit doing?
¿Qué el Espíritu Santo estaba haciendo?
Why did I have to go through this?
¿Por qué tuve yo que pasar por eso?
Why did I have to experience these things?
¿Por qué tuve yo que experimentarlo?
What was it doing in me?
¿Qué él estaba haciendo en mí?
There's the question.
Ahí está la pregunta.
The same thing it's going to do in me.
La misma cosa hará en
and
mí.
The same thing it has to do in all of us.
Las mismas cosas hará en cada uno de nosotros.
What was it doing? It was working from the outside. Did you get that?
¿Qué estaba haciendo? Obrando
it was
de
working
afuera.
From your outside.
Obrando de tu afuera.
From the outside.
De afuera.
Do you know that you're naturally a very outside man?
¿Sabes que tú naturalmente eres un hombre de mucho por fuera?
Do you know that your outward is very dull spiritually?
¿Sabes que tu exterior es un hombre bien apuntado?
And the outward can be influenced by any devil?
Y que puede ser influenciado por cualquier demonio?
And any religious spirit?
Y cualquier espíritu religioso?
But the inside only responds to the word of God.
Pero el interior solo responde a la palabra de Dios.
So he was working from the outside.
Estaba obrando del exterior.
Now to the first man.
Ahora, al hombre primero.
Now, did he know that at the time?
Ahora, ¿sabía acaso él
maybe,
eso?
Maybe not. He doesn't say.
Quizás él no lo sabía, él no lo dice.
But by the end of his life,
pero al final de su vida,
the very last months of his life,
los últimos meses de su vida,
God revealed to him,
Dios le reveló,
I had to do this.
Lo tuve que hacer.
I had to get you to this point.
Te tuve que llevar a este
you
punto.
Could not be ruled by the outside man and be my servant.
No puedes ser gobernado por el exterior y ser mi
Let
sirviente.
Me put it in other words.
Lo pondré en otras palabras.
You could not be ruled by that outside man and have me reign over you.
No puede ser gobernado por ese hombre exterior y que yo te gobierne.
These statements are supernatural statements.
Estas declaraciones son sobrenaturales.
Like Paul said,
como Pablo
I
dijo,
serve him with my spirit.
Le sirvo
it's
con
a supernatural
espíritu.
Statement.
Es una declaración sobrenatural.
Nothing natural about it.
Muy sobrenatural, no nada natural al respecto.
Said, so he said it was working from the outside to this first man.
Estaba obrando desde el fuera al hombre primero.
It had to be, brothers and sisters.
Tuvo que ser, hermanos y hermanas.
My question, if it had to be with him, how about me and how about you?
Mi pregunta es, si tuvo que ser así con él, ¿qué respecto de ti, qué respecto de mí?
Because.
Porque.
God has to have his uninterrupted way.
Dios tiene que tener su manera
in that prophet and through him
en ese profeta, a través de él,
because he has to get his man
porque él tenía que conseguir ese hombre,
and the rest of us
y el resto de nosotros,
to the place
al lugar,
where he reigns
donde él reine,
through the soul that doesn't respond to anything of this world
a través del alma donde no responda nada de este mundo,
but only the word of God
pero solo la palabra de Dios,
same as Abraham,
lo mismo que Abraham
same as Jacob,
lo mismo que Jacob.
Same as Moses.
Lo mismo que Moisés.
Same as Noah.
Lo mismo que Noé.
Same as Elijah.
Lo mismo que
Same
Elías.
As Jesus.
Lo mismo que
Same
Jesús.
As Paul.
Lo mismo que Pablo.
And what makes you think you're different?
¿Y qué te hace pensar que eres diferente?
Okay. Now.
Ahora.
Yeah. This is where man finds his obedient place.
Es aquí donde el hombre encuentra su lugar de obediencia.
This is the message of Gethsemane.
Este es el mensaje de Getsemaní.
Not my will.
No mi voluntad.
Not my reason.
No mi razón.
Not my way.
No mi manera.
Your way.
Tu camino.
Your will.
Tu voluntad.
And then the prophet said,
y el profeta
in that same message, he makes these statements.
Dijo en el mismo mensaje.
See, that's the inside man.
Mira, ese es el hombre interior.
He don't reason at all.
No lo razona en lo absoluto.
And then he makes another statement.
Y luego hace otra declaración.
He says, oh, brother.
Dice, oh, hermano.
Okay, he's talking about the terrible things that are coming on the earth.
Hablando de las cosas que confunden al respecto de la tierra.
Okay, and he says, wait till we get into the seals and the thunders and the plagues.
Y dice, espera que entremos a los sellos, los truenos y las plagas.
And he makes a statement.
Y dice,
he says, oh, brother.
Oh, hermanos.
1965.
En el 65.
You better get to Goshen while there's still time to get to Goshen.
Es mejor que llegues a Goshen antes.
Where
queda tiempo.
Is Goshen?
¿Dónde es Goshen?
This spiritual place.
Este lugar espiritual.
Listen.
Escucha.
You better get to Goshen while there's time to get to Goshen.
Es mejor que vayas a Goshen mientras hay tiempo.
Don't pay any attention to this outside.
No preste ninguna Move. Atención a este exterior.
That's Goshen.
Eso es Goshen.
Is he working on you?
¿Está logrando en ti?
It's quite a journey, isn't it?
Es una jornada, ¿no es así?
Yeah. We like Goshen.
Nos gusta Goshen.
But it's a real quite a trip to get there, isn't it?
Pero es una jornada llegar ahí, ¿no es así?
You better get there while you can, is what he's saying.
Es mejor que llegues ahí, eso es lo que él dice.
Where you don't pay any attention to the outside.
Y que no prestes ninguna atención al exterior.
I believe in this message.
He creído en este mensaje.
That the prophet was giving us instruction here, the pathway to adoption, brothers and sisters.
Nos da instrucciones aquí para el camino de la adopción.
Yeah. Proverbs, let's go there.
Proverbios, vamos allá.
All right. Let's go to chapter 20.
Al capítulo 20.
Verse 27.
Verso 21.
The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. 27.
Verso 27. La lámpara de Jehová es el espíritu del hombre,
okay.
La cual escudriña lo más profundo del corazón.
Does that make sense to you?
¿Tiene sentido eso?
Your spirit is the candle of the Lord.
Su espíritu es la candela del Señor.
What does he say? Shining down. Why does that?
Brillando, ¿qué es eso?
Shows what the nature of the soul is.
Muestra la naturaleza del alma.
Because the soul is the nature of the spirit, right?
Porque el alma es la naturaleza del espíritu.
Yeah, now with that, go to 25.
Ahora vamos al 25.
Chapter 25.
Capítulo 25.
Verse 28.
Verso 28.
And here you go.
Y aquí vamos.
He that hath no rule over his own spirit.
25:28.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 25, verse 28.
Como ciudad derribada.
Okay. Now notice.
Ahora note.
He's not telling you to rule over your own spirit.
Él no te está diciendo que gobiernes sobre tu propio
Please
espíritu.
Notice that. He's saying he that hath no rule over his own spirit.
Él dice aquel que no gobierna sobre su propio espíritu.
So who's going to rule over your spirit?
Entonces, ¿quién gobernará sobre tu espíritu?
The king of the kingdom.
El rey del reino.
Right? He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down.
Ese que
Isn't that the truth? Can't you just see it all around you? Broken down cities.
Ciudad derribada, el que no gobierna sobre su propio espíritu.
Broken down cities or anything, any enemy, any animal, anything can come and ravage, mm-hmm. Right? Spirits.
Espíritus.
Demons.
Demonios.
All over the place.
Por todos los lugares.
And what is the last three words? And without walls. What are walls for?
Y sin
Protection.
Muros.
What
son
did
muros?
The walls give What were the walls for in Genesis chapter 1? If I'm good, like Adam, I'm going to protect you, right?
¿Qué dice en Génesis 1? Yeah. Te protegeré.
Adam, the biggest protection you have.
Adam, la mayor protección que tienes
is the word of God.
Es la palabra de Dios.
Right? The city without any protection.
La ciudad sin ninguna protección.
If you don't have a rule over your spirit, you're just subject to anything that'll come and destroy you.
Si no gobiernas sobre tu espíritu, estarás sujeto a cualquier cosa que venga y te destruya.
You understand in the kingdom?
¿Entiende el reino?
If there's a kingdom,
si hay un
there's
reino,
a king,
hay un rey,
and there's subjects,
y los sujetos,
and he has to have his way,
tienen que tener su
camino, he's going to rule over you.
Donde él reinará sobre ti.
So I'm going here to the message.
E iré al mensaje.
Be certain of God.
Estad ciertos de Dios.
And he's speaking out of 1 Kings chapter 17, the story of Elijah.
Y hablando en Primera de Reyes, la historia de Elías.
And the widow woman.
Y la mujer viuda.
And it's amazing, first thing out of chapter 17.
Es sorprendente la primera parte.
It's not going to rain.
No llora.
And he says, go to the river Cherith.
Y dice, ve al río.
The ravens feed him.
Donde los cuervos te alimentarán.
Okay, and then he says, go to Zarephath. That's a town.
Y dice, ve al pueblo.
And he says, I have commanded. I love this.
He mandado.
I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you there.
He mandado a una viuda que te sostenga.
She didn't have a clue.
Ella no tenía duda. Ninguna.
She wasn't informed yet.
Ella no tenía ninguna idea.
But he's already commanded her. Do you understand? When the word of God is spoken, it's as good as done.
Okay.
I've commanded a widow woman to serve you there. So here's where he goes through this.
Entonces, aquí está cuando él va.
And, but in here, he's talking about the situation of the widow woman being very dire. And I have to read part of this that I didn't put from my notes.
Okay.
You're there, right? Yeah, you got those. Okay. And he's talking how the whole message is be certain of God.
Todo el mensaje es estar cierto de Dios.
Now, don't you think that's sort of strange
no
to a bunch of believers?
Para un montón de creyentes.
Well, why would you tell me to be certain of God? I'm a Christian. I'm here.
¿Por qué me dirías tú que esté consciente de
how more certain
aquí?
Can I be?
¿Cuán
right?
Cierto podría estar?
But he's not talking about believing
pero no está
only.
Hablando de creyendo.
He's talking about a connection.
Le está hablando de una conexión.
I know, I'm certain.
Yo sé, estoy cierto.
Like Elijah was certain.
Como Elías estaba.
Like Abraham was certain.
Como Abraham estaba cierto.
Why? I've been in his presence.
He estado en su presencia.
And I know that reality.
Y sé esa realidad.
And I didn't learn it out of a book.
Y no la he aprendido de un libro.
I met the writer of the book.
Conocí al autor del
libro. And when I met him, nobody's going to talk me out of anything.
Y cuando
right?
Lo conozca, nadie me enseñará.
So here's kingdom work going on.
Entonces, está el reino obrando.
But he says, I'm going to read just a few paragraphs here.
Leeré unos cuantos párrafos acá.
You know, when you've confessed our sins and met every requirement that God requires. Now, there you go. That's very critical to this.
Entonces, cuando tú confiesas todos tus pecados y cumples todos los requisitos de Dios, ahí está.
We believed on God.
Creemos en Dios.
There are circumstances that has to be met.
Hay circunstancias que tienen que ser
it's according
cumplidas.
To the will.
Es de acuerdo a la voluntad.
And we've confessed our sins.
Y hemos confesado nuestros
and
pecados.
Made all the wrongs that we have did right.
Y hemos hecho todos nuestros errores que
done everything we know what to do.
Hemos hecho todo lo que sabíamos hacer.
Every requirement God has made
todos los requisitos que
or
Dios
asked. We've met that requirement.
Cumple con esos requisitos.
And yet he, listen to this, yet he lays silence.
Y cito, aún él permanece en silencio.
And he won't answer.
Y él no responderá.
Interesting, huh?
Interesante, ¿verdad?
He says, I'm sure I'm speaking to people this morning.
Él dice, estoy seguro de que está hablando gente esta mañana.
Who has come to that place.
Donde han llegado a ese lugar.
So have you say, I've prayed and he didn't do anything?
Has dicho, he orado y él no ha hecho nada.
You got a whole scripture of people that are your company. You're in good company.
Tienes toda una escritura.
It's all for a purpose.
Toda la gente va.
You with me?
El propósito
okay.
Está conmigo.
I'm sure I'm speaking to people this morning who has come to that place.
Estoy seguro de que está hablando a esta gente esta mañana que han llegado a ese lugar.
This is the prophet.
Escucha,
este I've been there many times myself.
He estado ahí muchas veces.
Okay. When I went back
donde voy de vuelta,
and traced my life and turned over every stone
trazo mi vida y giro por sobre toda piedra,
and I find that I've did something wrong,
y encuentro que hice algo errado,
I go confess it and I say,
y confieso, y
digo, Lord God, I'll make it right.
Dios, Padre, lo haré bien.
And go do so.
Y lo haré.
Then come back again and say, now, Lord, thou art God, you'll answer me.
Hazlo, y entonces ven de vuelta y di, Señor, Señor Dios, respóndeme.
Surely I've met every requirement.
Ciertamente he cumplido los
requisitos. I have met it.
Los logré.
And still he won't move.
Y todavía él no se moverá.
Seems to get silent.
Permanece en silencio.
Then you've got to be sure that he is God. Now that's quite a position, and all of us are there at different times, aren't we?
Esa es una posición, y todos nosotros hemos estado ahí.
Lord, why aren't you answering? Why are you quiet?
¿Por qué no
what have we
silencio?
Always said? Silence never means
absence. Okay. Decimos, silencio no siempre significa ausencia.
Is this a fun place to be?
¿Es este un lugar
Is it an easy
estar?
Place to be?
Es un lugar fácil de estar.
But it's a necessary place to be.
Pero es un lugar necesario de estar.
Okay, my text.
Mi texto.
Be certain.
Estad ciertos.
First, before you do anything, be certain in your heart that it's God.
Antes que hagas cualquier cosa, estad cierto de que es en tu corazón que es Dios.
And when you've met everything he said,
y cuando hayas cumplido todo lo que
and
dijo,
you're sure that he's God,
y estás seguro que es Dios,
that's when faith goes to work,
es donde la fe
right
obra.
There.
Justo ahí.
Faith stands steady.
La fe se mantiene
for
en pie.
Faith knows
la fe
that he is.
Que él es.
Now, you've met every requirement.
Ahora, has cumplido todos los requisitos.
You believe that he is.
Crees que él es.
And faith holds steady.
Y la fe está en pie.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, bendito es el nombre del
faith
Señor.
Faith won't move.
La fe no se moverá.
For it's sure that God is.
Porque Dios es.
And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Y él apremia a los que diligentemente
then he
le
says,
buscan.
May this go way down deep and never move from you.
Branham
Tabernacle. If you've met God's requirements,
si has conocido los requisitos de
and
Dios,
in your heart you believe that he is,
y tú crees en tu corazón que él
God's
es,
only testing your faith.
Él solo está probando tu
and
fe.
He loves to do that.
Y él ama hacerlo.
You've confessed your sin.
Has confesado tu
you've
pecado.
Met every requirement God requires.
Has cumplido los requisitos
and still he lays silent.
Y aún permanece en silencio.
Remember, faith says that he is.
Recuerda, fe dice que él es.
That's what I tell you.
Es lo que les digo.
The same place Abraham and Jacob and Moses and Noah.
El mismo lugar que Abraham, Juan,
you promised
Jacob,
me
Moses,
a son.
Me prometió
my
un hijo.
Body is dying. It's getting worse tomorrow and
se
the next
muriendo.
Day.
Se pondrá peor mañana.
Why aren't you answering?
¿Por qué no estás respondiendo?
Huh? Listen, these are very important places that we have to have these settled in our heart.
Escuche, estos son lugares muy importantes que tenemos que tener cimentados en nuestros corazones.
When you met every requirement that God requires and he still lays silent, remember faith says that he is.
Cuando tú cumples todos los requisitos de Dios y aún permanece en silencio, recuerda que él todavía es.
Okay, and faith holds on to it.
Y la fe se sostiene en ello.
Not knowing what it's all about.
No sabiendo que es todo al respecto,
but it knows that he is.
Pero sabe que él es.
And he's certain that he is.
Y él está cierta que él es.
Okay? Remember.
Recuerde.
If he is,
y si él
his
es,
words are true.
Sus palabras son verdad.
And if he required you to meet these circumstances and you did, he's obligated to take care of his word.
Y si estás requerido cumplir estas circunstancias, si él lo hace, él cumplirá su palabra.
You don't back off.
Tú no retrocedes.
Okay. Well,
bueno,
I never got healed.
Nunca me sanó.
Oh, you poor, weak in faith.
Oh, tú eres tan pobre y débil en la fe.
Don't believe that.
No crea eso.
If everything is confessed,
Si todo es confesado,
everything is out,
todo está fuera,
and you meet God's requirement,
y has cumplido los requisitos,
faith holds right there.
La fe se retiene ahí.
There's nothing will move it.
Nada la moverá.
And he is,
y él
and
es.
You're sure,
está seguro.
That's the way that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
Esa es la manera de okay. esperar en el Señor y renovar tu
So cosas. I'm going on.
Continuaré.
Paragraph 91, if you have it.
En el párrafo
be certain
91,
of God. Estad
ciertos de
Where is your faith?
¿Dónde está tu fe?
When God's word is preached in its simplicity, through its power.
Cuando la palabra de Dios se predica en
that
su sencillez.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
En su poder, que Jesucristo es el mismo ayer, hoy, por los siglos.
And the word goes forth for the meal.
Y la palabra sale para la comida.
You've got oil to mix with your meal.
Tienes aceite para mezclar con tu comida.
He's talking about the widow woman.
Hablando de la mujer
I have
viuda.
One handful of meal and some oil to mix. I'm going to eat it and die. That's the place where she was.
Tenía un puñado de comida y aceite. La mezclaré, comeré y moriré. Eso era lo que tenía.
It may be just a little handful or a spoonful.
Quizás solo sea un puñado o una cucharada.
Okay. Whatever it is, it's real.
Cualquiera lo que sea, es real.
Now, what's it ready for?
Ahora que él dice, está cierto.
The woman goes to the outside the gates.
La mujer va fuera de la
she
puerta.
Finds two sticks.
Encuentra dos ramas.
She has to find two sticks.
Tiene que encontrar dos ramas.
For her meal and the oil.
La comida y el aceite.
Now you're ready for the cross.
Ahora estás listo para la cruz.
It's ready for self-sacrifice.
Estás listo para propio sacrificio.
Okay, what does the scripture say? He that denies himself.
¿Qué dice la escritura? Aquel que se niega
Take
a sí mismo.
Up your cross.
Toma tu cruz.
There's self-sacrifice every day.
Autosacrificio cada día.
Listen to what he says the sacrifices.
Escucha lo que dice los sacrificios.
That's what you have to do.
Eso es lo que tienes que hacer.
If the word has been preached.
Si la palabra ha sido predicada.
And you got the spirit.
Y tienes el espíritu.
And you mix it together.
Y lo mezclas.
It's self-sacrifice.
Es sacrificio propio.
You deny every pain.
Niegas todo dolor.
You hear that?
¿Escuchaste eso?
Deny.
Niegue.
What your senses are telling you.
Lo que sus sentidos les están diciendo.
Deny every pain.
Niegue todo dolor.
Deny.
Niéguelo.
Every sickness.
Cada enfermedad.
Deny everything that's contrary to God's word.
Niegue todo lo que es contrario a la palabra de Dios.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿Es eso hermoso?
This is what we've been going over here
today. Eso es lo que hemos estado revisando.
Stand on it.
Póngase en pie.
The doctor says this, that, or the other don't make a bit of difference what the doctor says.
El doctor dice esto, lo otro. Eso no hace ninguna diferencia lo que el doctor diga.
Yep. Listen, we were listening to a message. I think I might have mentioned this to you. Brother Abraham in Uganda.
He escuchado el mensaje del hermano Abraham en Uganda.
His daughter came in.
Su hija vino.
They all come screaming.
Todos venían gritando.
Oh, your daughter got bit by a snake.
Oh,
it's
tu
Africa.
Hija salió mordida de serpiente.
You know, it's Uganda.
¿Sabe?
They got black mambas.
Ellos tienen,
First question.
Mambas negras.
Everybody's Uganda. Saying.
Todos diciendo.
What color was the snake?
¿Qué color fue la serpiente?
And he rebukes them all.
Y él las rechazó a todas.
And he says, you are a daughter of God.
Y dijo, tú eres una hija de
and
Dios.
You believe the word of God.
Y tú crees la palabra
Do you
de
think
Dios.
It makes any difference what color that snake is with God?
¿Tú sabes que hace alguna diferencia qué color es esa serpiente?
But watch what your mind would do.
Pero mira lo que tu mente hará.
What if your daughter came in?
¿Qué si tu hija viene?
What if your child came in?
¿Qué si tu hijo
Lilia.
Viene?
Dad, I got bit by a snake.
Oh, papá.
Was it rattler?
Una serpiente.
Was it poisonous?
¿Fue venenosa?
See what your mind would do?
¿Ves dónde va tu mente?
He said, no, that doesn't make any difference.
Él dice, no hace una diferencia.
Why? Do you think that makes any difference to God?
¿Por qué? ¿Crees que tú haces una diferencia eso para Dios?
Does he only heal this species of snake?
¿Acaso él solo sana esta especie de serpientes?
Now think of that faith, brothers.
Ahora, piensa respecto de esta fe, hermanos.
Think of that faith.
Piensa respecto a esa fe.
He says, go to bed.
Dice, ve a la cama.
He said, we're going to pray for you and go to bed.
Oraremos por ti y ve
no
a la
worries.
Cama. ¿Está listo?
No, we're not going to the hospital.
No, iré al hospital.
You're a daughter of the king.
Tú eres hija de Dios.
Now that's faith.
Eso es fe.
Okay? And this is what he's talking about.
Y esto es lo que él está hablando al respecto.
To deny yourself.
Para negarse a ti mismo.
Self-sacrifice.
Autosacrificio.
Means you deny pain.
Significa que tú niegas el dolor.
You deny sickness.
Niegas la enfermedad.
You deny everything that's contrary to praise.
Niegas todo
to the
lo
word.
Que es contrario a la palabra.
Now I'm understanding the kingdom of priests offering a sacrifice of praise.
Ahora estoy entendiendo el reino y el sacerdocio ofreciendo sacrificio de alabanza.
It's those priests. It's a kingdom.
Es un reino.
He's king.
Él es rey.
They're under him.
Están bajo él.
He rules.
Él reina.
He rules over their senses.
Reina sobre sus sentidos.
He rules over their eyes.
Sobre sus ojos.
He rules over their reasoning.
Sobre su razonamiento.
He rules over their ears.
Sobre sus oídos.
He rules over their feelings.
Sobre sus sentidos.
He says, this hurts.
Y dices, esto
and
duele.
They say in their soul, praise be to God.
En su alma, alabanza a Dios.
Because I'm going to deny that pain.
Yo negaré ese dolor.
I'm going to deny this sickness.
Negaré esta enfermedad.
Do you hear what he's saying?
¿Escuchó lo que él está diciendo?
This isn't
esto
cold,
es,
formal church religion, brothers. This is a reality with God.
Esto no es una forma fría de iglesia. Esto
That's
es
why
una realidad de Dios.
He cries out, you must be certain of God.
Exclama, tú debes estar
you.
Cierto de Dios.
You,
tú,
each one of us,
cada uno
have
nosotros.
We met him?
¿Cómo le conocemos?
Have we been in his presence?
¿Hemos estado en esa presencia?
Do we know that reality?
¿Sabes esa realidad?
So well,
entonces, ¿qué?
Your God,
tu Dios.
Your word is true.
Tu palabra es
this
real.
Is not true.
Esto no es real.
This is not true.
Esto tampoco.
This is not true.
Esto no es real.
That's true.
Esto es real.
And that's the only thing that is true.
Y esa es la única cosa que es verdad.
She took these two sticks in her hand
toma las dos ramas
with the meal and oil and mixed and ready.
Toma la comida y el aceite, lo mezcla y listo.
Okay, that's what the word and the spirit has to mix together.
Esa es donde la palabra y el espíritu se tienen que mezclar.
Lay upon the cross of self-sacrifice.
Descansa en la cruz, el propio sacrificio.
Lay upon the altar of self-sacrifice.
Descansa en el altar del propio sacrificio.
Are you understanding Romans 12, verse 1 through 3 now?
¿Está entendiendo Romanos 12,
present your body
1 al 3?
As a living sacrifice.
Presenta tu cuerpo como
this isn't going to rule me any longer.
Un sacrificio vivo. Eso no
I'm
me reinará
on a kingdom
más. Soy del
where
reino.
The king rules.
En el reino.
And I'm going to deny this.
Ya no estoy sujeto a esto.
You with me?
Amen. ¿Está conmigo?
Okay. Lay upon this cross of self-sacrifice to deny anything that's contrary to what you've asked.
Descansa en esta cruz de autosacrificio donde tú descansarás, donde todo es contrario a lo que tú has pedido.
Okay. And then he says, what does she hear next?
Y entonces dice, ¿qué es lo que ella escucha?
She hears the word of God.
Ella escucha la palabra de
but
Dios.
Fetch me a little cake first.
Hazme un pequeño pastel antes.
God first.
Dios primero.
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 No matter what anybody else says.
No importa lo que otros digan.
No matter what anything else says.
No importa lo que cualquiera diga.
What any evidence.
Cualquier evidencia.
Well, listen to this.
No escúchelo.
How, no matter how gloomy it looks.
No importa cuán sombrío se vea.
Whatever it may be.
Cualquier cosa que pueda
take
ser.
Take God at first.
Tome a Dios
in
primero.
In his word.
A su palabra.
Okay. Love it.
Lo amo.
Okay, I want to get through some stuff here.
Y quiero ir a ciertas cosas.
The kingdom has to have a king.
El reino tiene que tener
and
un rey.
Subjects to be king.
Y súbditos que sean a su rey.
Jesus brought the kingdom of God to earth to men.
Jesús trajo el reino de Dios al hombre, a la tierra.
Those
a
in the kingdom on earth
en el reino aquí en
will
la tierra.
Inherit the coming kingdom.
Heredarán el reino venidero.
The very first words of the messenger, John the Baptist,
las primeras palabras del mensajero,
were
Juan,
these words, repent.
Fueron sus palabras.
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Arrepiéntete porque el reino de los cielos
repent,
se ha acercado.
There's a kingdom.
Arrepiéntate.
Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, let's go there.
Mateos 4,
first words,
Jesús,
first
palabras,
sermon,
primer sermón,
first thing he preached.
Primer cosa que predicó.
Okay. Matthew 4,
Mateo 4,
verse 17,
verso 17,
and then verse
23.
Y luego el 23.
Okay, verse 17. El
17 dice, and from that time Jesus began to preach.
Desde entonces comenzó Jesús a predicar.
Where is this? This is right after temptation.
Justo luego de la
tentación. This is the first words out of his mouth for his ministry.
Las primeras palabras de su boca.
First message.
Primer mensaje.
Repent.
Arrepentíos.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
Okay, verse 23.
Verso 23.
And Jesus went about all Galilee,
y recorrió Jesús toda Galilea,
teaching in their synagogues,
enseñando en las sinagogas,
and preaching the good news of the kingdom.
Y predicando el evangelio del
God
reino.
Is here. God is here to rule over you.
Dios está aquí para reinar.
The shepherd of your souls is here.
El pastor de tu alma está aquí.
And he says, what happens there
y dice,
in that
¿qué
kingdom?
Pasa ahí, en este reino?
Healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people.
Sanando toda enfermedad y enfermedades de la gente.
Okay, what is going on here?
¿Qué está pasando
aquí? Is the very first thing of Brother Branham talks about God to Adam.
Es la primera cosa
the
que
first Adam.
Le tomó el primer Adán.
Got a sermon from his father.
Del sermón de su padre.
Here's the word of God.
Aquí está la palabra
to
de Dios.
Rule over you.
Para reinar
you're
sobre ti.
Safe there.
Está seguro.
Stay
ahí.
Safe.
Quédate
stay
seguro.
In the word.
Quédate en la palabra.
Here's Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
The second Adam.
El segundo
first
Adán.
Sermon.
El primer
here's
sermón.
The word.
Aquí está la
here,
palabra.
Let it rule over you.
Escúchala, deja que
here,
gobierne.
Your safety.
Aquí, tu
here,
gloria.
Your deliverance.
Aquí, tu
here is the kingdom.
Aquí está el
same
reino.
Thing, Alpha and Omega.
Cosa, Alpha y Omega.
The good news of the kingdom is that there is one here and now to reign as king over us if we will give him place to do so.
Las buenas nuevas del reino es que está aquí ahora para reinar sobre todos aquellos que le dejan reinar.
And blessed is the king, blessed are those of the kingdom.
Y benditos son aquellos.
Okay. Even if the outward realm doesn't declare it to be so.
Aquellos del reino, incluso aunque el mundo exterior,
okay.
No lo declara.
This cannot be discovered in the outside realm, brothers and sisters.
Esto no puede ser descubierto.
We're talking soul.
En la dimensión exterior.
So
estamos
here's
hablando
a
del alma.
Matthew chapter, you don't have to turn here. Matthew 5:3, very similar, familiar verses.
En el Mateo 5:3.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Bienaventurados los pobres
de
espíritu.
For theirs is the kingdom.
Porque de ellos es el
why
reino.
Is the kingdom to the poor in spirit?
Porque el reino es para el pobre.
Those who aren't type A personality, those who won't stand for themselves.
Aquellos que carecen de personalidad, que no se paran por sí mismos.
Totally dependent on God.
Totalmente dependientes de Dios.
Totally dependent on the king.
Totalmente dependientes
on the shepherd
del rey, del pastor,
to watch over him.
Que les vigile.
Matthew chapter 5.
Mateo 5.
Verse 10.
Verso 10.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Bienaventurados los que padecen persecución.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Porque de ellos el reino
that
de los
doesn't
cielos.
Sound very blessed.
Eso no suena
the
muy
natural
bendecido.
Would deny it. The natural would say you're crazy.
La naturaleza lo negará y dirá estás loco.
Okay. Persecution is not a blessing.
Okay, la persecución no es una bendición.
You're looking from the outside.
Estás viendo de fuera.
What did the Brother Branham say?
¿Qué dijo el hermano
he had
Branham?
To move me from the outside.
Tienes que moverme del fuera,
the outside.
Del exterior.
A man who has no rule over his own spirit.
No gobierna sobre su propio espíritu.
Is like a broken down city.
Es como una ciudad derrumbada.
Uh-huh. Demons.
Ajá, demonios.
They'll tear you down.
Ellos te derribarán.
They'll wreck your life.
Ellos destruirán tu vida.
Right?
¿Verdad?
So here he is.
Aquí está él.
The human couldn't spirit.
El humano.
The human spirit.
El espíritu humano.
Could not grasp what he meant.
No podía decir lo que él dijo.
Okay, when he said, made that statement.
Cuando él dijo esa declaración.
The blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Bienaventurados los que padecen persecución por la causa de justicia, porque ellos heredarán el reino de los cielos.
But listen to me, brothers and sisters. The soul of the seed said, "Amen."
El alma y la simiente dice, "Amén."
The king was on earth.
El rey estuvo en la
the
tierra.
The great shepherd of our souls.
El gran pastor de nuestras
to be
almas,
a good shepherd to us.
Para ser un buen pastor.
Leading us to eternal pastures.
Liderándonos a pastos eternos.
John 3.
Juan 3.
Verse 3. They needed the new birth to see this.
Necesitaban el nuevo nacimiento.
You need the new birth.
Necesitaban el nuevo
this
nacimiento.
Is foolishness to you.
Porque esto es
you are still looking
ti.
From the outside.
Todavía estás viendo el
you are still filtering it through your brain.
Todavía lo estás filtrando
you are still filtering it through your reason.
Todavía lo filtras en tu razonamiento.
And you will be open to every devil in the world.
Y estarás abierto a cualquier demonio en el mundo.
You hear it?
¿Escuchó?
This is a warning.
Es una advertencia.
Help each other.
Ayúdate a ti mismo.
Correct each other.
Corrígete.
Admonish one another.
Háganse saber.
Brother, sister, amonéstense. You're looking at the outside.
Hermanos
don't
hermanas,
do that.
No hagan eso.
You'll be open to devils.
Estarán abiertos a demonios.
Get away from that.
Aléjate de eso.
Run for your life.
Corre por tu vida.
They needed the new birth to perceive the spiritual happening that was taking place.
Necesitan el nuevo nacimiento para percibir las nuevas cosas que están pasando.
They needed the shepherd of their souls.
Necesitan el pastor de sus almas.
And what they needed, he provided.
Y lo que necesitaban, ellos proveen.
They needed a birth from above.
Necesitaban un nacimiento de arriba.
You need a birth from above.
Necesitas un nacimiento
a
de arriba.
A birth into the realm of the, into another realm.
A otro reinado.
A birth into another world.
A otro mundo.
You need his eyes to see his realm.
Necesitas sus ojos para ver su
you
reino.
Need his ears to hear from his realm.
Necesitas sus oídos para escuchar.
This is the realm of the king.
Este es el reino del rey.
Those of the realm of the human spirit of reason.
Aquellos del reino del espíritu
and
humano,
conscience
la razón,
and
la
affections gnash their teeth at what he said.
Y las afecciones
right
rechinaron
or wrong.
Los dientes ante él cualquier cosa que representara.
The kingdom.
El reino
could only come by the new birth.
Solo podría venir por el nuevo nacimiento.
If you're having trouble,
si estás teniendo
get on your knees. Cry out to God.
Clama a Dios.
God, I need that new birth.
Dios, necesito ese nuevo
you
nacimiento.
Promised it would come.
Prometiste que vendría.
You promised.
Lo prometiste.
I've repented.
Me he arrepentido.
I've been baptized.
He sido bautizado.
Listen.
Escucha.
So many have been baptized and not repented.
Alguien que se ha bautizado y no se ha arrepentido.
You must repent. I'm going to change.
Cambiaré.
I'm going to change my ways.
Cambiaré mis
Why?
Maneras.
These ways are too painful.
Estas maneras son muy dolorosas.
Repent.
Arrepiento.
Turn around.
Gire.
Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Sea bautizado en el nombre de Jesucristo para remisión de sus pecados.
And the promise of the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Y la promesa del Espíritu Santo vendrá.
Okay. The kingdom could only come by the new birth.
El reino vendrá solo por un nuevo nacimiento.
By spiritual eyesight.
Por vista espiritual.
By something brought to them from the kingdom of heaven itself.
Traído a ellos del reino de los cielos.
The outside man fights against this.
El hombre exterior peleará contra.
Okay. And fights against this continually.
Y pelea contra esto continuamente.
In Luke 17, you don't have to go there, 20 and 21.
En Lucas 17:20-21.
It says he was demanded of the Pharisees. Pharisees were goading him, asking him questions when the kingdom of God should come.
Y cuando se les preguntó a los fariseos, ¿cuándo vendrá el reino de Dios?
They are thinking externally.
Ellos pensaban externamente.
And he says, I'm here to deliver you from the external.
Él les dijo, right? Estoy liberando de lo externo.
Because the external is death.
Porque lo externo es muerte.
And what did he say to them?
¿Y qué les dijo él?
And he answered and said unto them,
y le respondió,
the kingdom of God comes not with observation.
El reino de Dios no viene con observación.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Ni dirán, he aquí o he aquí, porque aquí el reino de Dios está dentro de ti.
The king, reigning in the souls of men.
El rey que reina en las almas de los hombres.
Not with observation.
No con observación.
Takes place.
Toma lugar.
In the most holy place of the soul.
En el lugar santísimo del alma.
When a man comes into the presence of Almighty God by the blood of His Son.
Donde el hombre llega a la presencia del Dios
Todopoderoso. And bows his head.
Por la sangre del Hijo.
Knees.
Inclina la cabeza.
And surrenders everything he is and has.
Y entrega todo lo que él es y tiene.
And declares, I am a prisoner to Jesus Christ.
Y declara, soy un prisionero a Cristo Jesús.
Where does that take place?
¿Dónde eso toma lugar?
In a tent.
En la
tienda. In a room.
En un cuarto.
Inside of a room.
En un lado del
in
cuarto,
a secret place.
En el lugar secreto.
They couldn't see it happen.
Ellos no podían verlo pasar.
They could not see the kingdom of God come.
No podían ver el reino de Dios pasar.
They couldn't see this happen.
No podían ver esto pasar.
They could only see.
Ellos solo podían ver.
After the kingdom came.
Después que el reino vino.
And to a man.
A un hombre.
They saw what had already happened.
Y entonces vieron lo que había
and
pasado.
And they hated it.
Y ellos lo odiaron.
Yeah. I want you to look.
Quiero que vea.
Go to book. Go to Acts.
Vaya a Hechos.
Chapter 21. We're going to look at Paul.
Capítulo 21. Veremos
we're going to see
Pablo.
What they did with Paul after his transformation.
Y veamos lo que le hicieron a Pablo luego de su transformación.
He's in Jerusalem.
Está en Jerusalén.
He's testifying.
Testificando.
He's preaching.
Predicando.
And 21, they told, they warned him not to go there, didn't they? In verse 1, chapter 20.
En el capítulo 20 le advirtieron que no fuera.
Verse 30.
En el verso 30.
And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut.
Así que toda la ciudad se conmovió y se golpeó al pueblo, y apoderándose de Pablo, le arrastraron fuera del templo, inmediatamente cerraron las puertas.
And as they went about to kill him,
y procuraron matarle,
tidings came unto the chief captain of the band, and all Jerusalem was in an uproar.
Se le avisó al tribuno de la compañía que toda la ciudad de Jerusalén estaba alborotada.
Who immediately took soldiers and a centurion and ran down to them, and when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating Paul.
Luego tomó a los soldados centuriones, corrió a ellos, y cuando ellos vieron al tribuno, los soldados dejaron golpear a Pablo.
Here's the kingdom of God come to a man and they couldn't take it.
Aquí está un hombre, el reino de Dios viniendo al hombre y no lo pudieron tomar.
They couldn't take Jesus.
No pudieron tomar a Jesús.
We don't crucify you for what you do, but we can't stand what you say.
No te crucificamos por lo que haces, pero no soportamos lo que dices.
Same.
La misma cosa.
Yeah. Keep your mouth shut.
Sí. Manténgase callado.
Okay. So here,
aquí.
And I'm going to go down.
Iré a,
okay. And let's go to 35.
Vamos al 35.
And when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was born of the soldiers for the violence of the people. This isn't a fun scene.
Y al llegar a las gradas, aconteció que era llevado de peso por los soldados a causa de la violencia de la multitud. Esto no es una escena
divertida.
Escucha.
Christians of Laodicea are so soft and flabby.
Los cristianos de la Odisea son tan
unless you get
flojos.
Patted on the back and say, get a bunch of attaboys, you just cry in your corner and suck your thumb.
Te daré una palmada en la espalda, y te daré tu biberón y ve a llorar a la esquina.
But a man that's born again, that's been with God,
pero un hombre que es nacido de nuevo y nacido
born
Dios,
into the kingdom is in a different world.
Que está nacido en el reino, es de otro mundo.
Verse 36, read it out loud with him.
Verso 36, léalo conmigo.
For the multitude of the people followed after crying, away with him.
Porque la muchedumbre del pueblo venía detrás gritando, muera.
Okay, verse, chapter 22.
Capítulo 22.
Let's continue.
Continúa.
And he tells the story.
Y dice la historia.
Of his conversion.
De su conversión.
He met the pillar of fire.
Se encontró con
he
el
was certain of God.
Estaba cierto de Dios.
Was Paul certain of God?
Estaba Pablo
could anybody talk him out of it?
¿Alguien
no,
lo podía
I've met
de eso?
Him. I heard his voice.
No, escuché su
he
voz.
Spoke to me.
Me habló.
I've been in his presence.
Estaba en su presencia.
Okay. So he's going on and he's preaching.
Entonces él continúa y predica.
And telling his testimony.
Y les
I'm going to go
testimony.
Down here a ways. Clear, verse, let's go to 19.
Vamos al verso 19.
And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee.
Y dice, Señor, ellos saben que yo estaba encarcelado y azotado en todas las sinagogas en los que creían en ti.
Here's the power of transformation, brothers and sisters.
Aquí está el poder de transformación, hermanos.
And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence to the Gentiles.
Y él me dijo, sal de ellos y ve a los gentiles.
Read verse 22 out loud with me, would you?
Lea el 22 conmigo.
And they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live.
Y le oyeron hasta esta palabra, entonces alzaron la voz diciendo, quita de la tierra tal hombre, porque no conviene.
Born again, Paul.
El hombre nacido de nuevo.
A new subject of the king.
Un nuevo súbdito del rey.
Who was so subject.
Estaba tan
God
sujeto.
Took over his reason and conscience.
Que Dios tomó control de su conciencia y su razonamiento.
And imagination and affections.
Sus mentes
all
y sus
of that changed.
Todo eso cambió.
And he made this incredible statement.
Y él hizo esta increíble
I
declaración.
I serve him with my spirit.
Yo sirvo a Dios con mi espíritu.
Okay. Now.
Ahora.
There's the reaction.
Ahí está la reacción.
There, I'm telling you, I'm making a contrast. Here's from the outside, here's from the inside.
Estoy haciendo un contraste. Aquí está lo afuera y el interior.
Where does the king rule in his kingdom over you?
¿Dónde gobierna el rey
okay.
en este reino?
It has to come.
Tiene que venir.
It's over the human spirit.
Al espíritu humano.
Okay. Now I want you to read two more. So they're just short. We'll close.
Quiero leer dos más cortos.
Luke 22, Jesus before his accusers at his crucifixion.
Lucas 22, Jesús antes de su crucifixión.
Okay. And he knows the power of darkness.
Y él sabe el poder
and
de la
he knows exactly what the
tinieblas.
Power of darkness
y sabe exactamente el poder
is.
De las tinieblas.
The humans with their own sight
estos son humanos
and their own reason
vista, su propio razonamiento,
and their own conscience.
Sus propias conciencias.
Okay. And here's what he says to them. Luke 22, verse 50.
Lucas 22, 50.
And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear.
Y uno de ellos hirió a un siervo del sumo sacerdote y le cortó la oreja
and
derecha.
Jesus said,
entonces respondió Jesús.
Answered and says, suffer ye this far.
Dijo, basta
and
ya.
And he touched his ear and healed it.
Y tocando su oreja le sanó.
Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders that were come to him.
Y Jesús les dijo a los principales sacerdotes y los jefes de la guardia del templo, a los ancianos que
habían venido. Are you come out against a thief with swords and staves?
Como contra un ladrón habéis salido con espada y palos.
When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me.
Habiendo estado con vosotros cada día en el templo, no extendiste la mano contra mí.
But read the last without with
pero lea lo último.
Me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
Mas esta es vuestra hora y la potestad de las tinieblas.
Okay. Now go to Colossians. You know where I'm going, don't you? Chapter 1.
Vamos a Colosenses, capítulo 1.
Verse 12 and 13.
Verso
12 y 13. Giving thanks to the Father which hath made us
dando gracias al Padre que nos ha hecho
fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Copartícipes con los santos
kingdom now.
El reino ahora.
Who hath delivered us
quien nos ha liberado
from the power of darkness.
Del poder de las tinieblas.
What is the power of darkness?
¿Cuál es el poder de las tinieblas?
A man who has no rule over a city.
Un hombre que no gobierna sobre la ciudad.
His walls are broken down.
Sus muros son derribados.
In the religious realm he has become the inhabitant of every foul and filthy bird.
En una dimensión religiosa él es sujeto a una a un mundo sucio.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Think of it.
Piensa al respecto.
He's delivered you from the power of darkness.
Te ha liberado del poder de las
by
tinieblas.
By doing what?
Por hacer qué?
Translating you into the kingdom of his dear son.
Traduciéndote a ti al reino de su hijo.
Rules over.
Para que él gobierne.
My mind.
En mente.
My spirit.
Mi espíritu.
He had to move me.
Tuvo que mover.
He had to move the prophet.
Tuvo que mover al profeta.
He had to move Abraham.
Tuvo que mover a Abraham.
He had to move Noah.
Tuvo que mover a Noé.
He had to move Moses.
Tuvo que mover a Moisés.
He had to move Elijah.
A Elías.
Why do you think you're different?
¿Por qué crees que tú eres diferente?
From the outside
de afuera
to the inside man.
Al hombre interior.
Because the outside
porque el exterior
listen to me
escúchame
is the power of darkness.
Es el poder de las tinieblas.
Now is your hour.
Ahora es tu hora.
And the power of darkness. Why? Man's reasoning.
¿Dónde?
Man's ways.
El razonamiento del hombre.
Man's
la manera
views.
Los caminos del hombre.
Do you see how serious this is?
¿Ve cuán serio esto es?
Now do you see it in the scripture
ahora
now
lo
too?
En las escrituras?
Huh? Only through the new birth, brothers and sisters.
Solo a través del nuevo nacimiento,
if you're
hermanos.
Still póngase in that outside realm, this will look like foolishness to you.
En el
I beg you
dimensión externa se verá tonto, pero te
that you go
pido,
somewhere and meet your God.
Que vayas a algún lugar y conozcas a Dios.
That you cry out to him
que tú clames a él
for a new birth.
Por un nuevo nacimiento.
That he gives you eyes to see
que te dé ojos para
what
ver
you cannot see from that outside realm.
Lo que tú no puedes it's ver de esa dimensión
what
externa.
Does 1 Corinthians 1?
Mira 1 Corintios 1.
The natural man,
el hombre natural,
the outside man,
el hombre exterior,
receives nothing.
Nada
of the Spirit of God
de lo espiritual de
because
Dios.
It's foolishness.
Porque es
that's just foolishness.
Porque eso es tontería. Eso es
to one it's foolishness.
El que
to the other it's a reality.
Para algunos es tontería, para otros es realidad.
And to the foolish
y a los tontos,
they hate
a los fatos,
the ones because they cannot understand them.
Ellos lo odian porque no pueden entenderlo.
And they will say again,
y ellos dirán nuevamente,
when the foolish virgin,
cuando la virgen
has hunted down like dogs,
será seguida como perros.
Away with such people. Away with them.
Alejado de esa gente.
They're not fit that they should live.
Same hay un camino para esa gente y no están sujetos.
Those days are coming again on the earth.
Los mismos días vendrán a la tierra.
He says, brothers and sisters,
estos hermanos, hermanas,
get into Goshen.
Vaya a Goshen.
While you can get into Goshen.
Mientras pueda ir a Goshen.
Don't pay anything, any attention,
no preste atención
to this outside realm.
A este reino exterior, dimensión exterior.
Offer a sacrifice of praise.
Ofrezca un sacrificio de alabanza.
Of a kingdom.
Reyes y sacerdotes.
I will deny this.
Negaré esto.
I will deny my disease.
Negaré mi enfermedad.
I will deny my pain.
Negaré mi dolor.
I will deny everything.
Negaré todo.
But the word of God.
Pero la palabra de Dios.
And the world says.
El mundo dice.
You're crazy.
Estás loco.
But God says.
Pero Dios dice.
There's my son.
Ese es mi hijo.
There's my daughter.
Esa es mi hija.
Amen. Musicians, would you come?
Músicos, podrían venir.
Man, this just ain't churchianity, is it, brothers and sisters?
Esto no es cristiandad, hermanos.
You know, I was so amazed. I loved what Brother Branham pulled out. By the way, go listen to that this week. 1959, Be Certain of God.
En el 59,
what a strange time,
huh? De Dios. ¿Qué
but it's where you
extraño?
Need to be and where I need to be. I need to be certain of God.
Necesitamos estar okay? Con ciertos de Dios.
You've met every requirement.
Has conocido todo requisito.
And he's silent.
Y he estado callado.
You've met the requirements again.
Conocido todos los requisitos.
You've examined yourself.
Has examinado.
He's still quiet.
Y él todavía está callado.
Brother Branham says he's just testing you.
Hermano, simplemente te está probando.
Silence.
Silencio.
Never means absence.
Nunca significa ausencia.
Okay, he wants to see.
Él quiere ver.
The reaction.
La reacción.
That's all in that message. He's waiting to see your reaction.
Eso es todo en ese mensaje.
Where your faith will stand.
¿Dónde te paras?
Because he knows.
Porque él sabe.
The faith will stand in the elect.
La fe.
All right. Do you know what came to my mind, sis? God wants to hear you sing. If that isn't the truth, offer the sacrifice. That is such an incredible song. The words were written, you know, by somebody who went through it. You can tell that. What's the number on that? It's in the inserts here. 74. There you go. Man, these words. Tell me somebody didn't go through it here, huh? Listen to this. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you and the fiery darts surround you and despair is all you see. That's exactly what he's preaching about. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstance is as hopeless as can be. Huh? That's when God wants to hear you sing. Oh God, may he find singers that do the sacrifice of self-denial and deny everything that's contrary to the Word of God. This is a place. Do you understand? This is a place in the Spirit. This is a place in a realm. Don't you love being here? Don't you love being in that place with your Lord? It's you and Him. Hey, Brother Branham said something about that, didn't he? He said, hey, you're getting into rapturing condition. You're walking in a world with God alone, just you and Him. And you hear his voice because he says he gives the orders and you just obey. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Your word. Yes, Father. He's bringing us there.
Amen.
Time must be short because preparing to stand, would you? Let's sing this. Their chains were fastened tight down at the jail that night. Still Paul and Silas would not be dismayed. They said, it's time to lift our voice, sing praises to the Lord. I love these words. That's true. Yes! trust him. Yes, that's the voice of the believer. Amen. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see. God wants to hear you. When the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstances as hopeless as can be, that's when God wants to hear you sing. Amen. He loves to hear your praise on our cheerful days, when the pleasant times outweigh the bad by far. But when suffering comes along, we still sing him songs. That is when we bless the Father's heart. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstance is hopeless as can be. Brother, I hope this is a reality. I hope this is a place where God does want this out of us. To deny everything but him. Everything but him. Let's sing just that chorus one more time. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstances hopeless as can be. That's the voice of a subject under the king. There's the kingdom of God, brothers and sisters. There it is. There's the kingdom of God on earth. Brother Master.
Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful this morning for your precious message, which you have fed us with. Thank you, Lord, for help us to understand that we have to look more to the inner man, where your word is seated. Father, help us to understand that it's not the outside man, even though everything looks struggling and the people say that's not possible. Your word is a paradox. You're going against this world.
Amen.
Father, help us to anchor our faith in you, Lord. Help us, Father, to grow and grow and grow more like a tree that bears fruit. Help us, Lord, to enlighten others that can't see. Help us, Father, to spread your word. This is a beautiful manna that you have provided us this morning. This is the way, Father, how you teach us, the way your thoughts are. Thank you, Father, because you have taught us when you're quiet, it doesn't mean that you're absent, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're healing us in the silence. You're looking our faith You're looking at us, testing us to see if we truly have that faith that is required, if our life is the same as you wanted us to have. Thank you, Lord, to speak to each one of us. I truly believe, Lord, that we're not living the same way we came. Thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you take us to our places rejoicing and praising your name and never stop praising you. Even though when there's troubles and trials, Father, there is there, Lord, when we more have to praise you and give you thanks. Because it's needed, Father, that our faith be polished more than 7 times.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Father, help us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you thanks in this moment.
Would anybody like prayer this morning before we go? Just always want to offer, we're here to help whoever we can help, however we can help. But you can help each other, brothers and sisters. Point each other. Be a living example. Be an example of somebody who lives in that realm, somebody under the King, somebody who lives in a dimension with God, somebody who is certain of God. And people can see your faith, and when they see your faith and your stand and your vision, they say, ah, I want that too. Be salty. Be men and women of God, brothers and sisters. Rise up. God be with you. Don't forget, next week, Brother Paul will be here. We're going to have a potluck after service. We'll get some emails out. God bless you.